So, you know, the funny thing about Thing a Week is that, like, sometimes I would write them and record them so fast that I would never really have time to learn them. And, like, you know, people are like, "Oh, play this song." And I'm like, I can't remember that song. And also, I've never played it all the way through on the guitar. So I've been trying to sort of work these into the live show because otherwise it just means that I'm doing music that is 6 years old all the time, which is not the smartest thing in the world to do if you have a CD that you're trying to sell. So. Anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. It's really nice to get all this stuff off my chest. This is a song about a creepy doll, and it's called Creepy Doll. Shit. Here we go. In a town in the woods at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark and you're all alone, there's a noise upstairs. At the top of the stairs there's a door and you take a deep breath and try it. And the flashlight shows you something moving just inside the door. There's a tattered dress and a feeling you have felt somewhere before. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye, it's always open. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a pretty mouth to swallow you whole. That's right. So you scream and you head downstairs and you tell yourself it was just a dream. In the morning you head into town cause you wanna go antiquing. At the store there's a strange old man with a wandering eye and a withered hand. As he hands you the old wooden box you can feel his old bones creaking. And you know what you will find inside the moment that you see. Someone's carved your name into the tarnished silver key. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye, it's always open. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a pretty mouth to swallow you whole. When you come home late, the doll's waiting up for you. When you fix a snack, the doll says it would like one too. The doll is in your house and in your room and in your bed. The doll is in your arms and in your head downstairs cause you just can't sleep, so you make some tea. And the doll disapprovingly asks if you really need that much honey. You decide that you've had enough and you lock the doll in the wooden box. You put the box in the fireplace next to your bag of big city money. As the smoke fills up your tiny room, there's nothing you can do. Far too late, you see the one inside the box is you. And there's a creepy doll that always follows you. It's got a ruined eye.